Chapter 110 Always was and always will be. And so, external influences began to filter through. We start life, so full of life, our own, with so much already inside us. Then, outside life, life itself moves in and shifts everything around, sows different seeds in the garden, fills the bookshelves and photo albums, head full of different music sung in different tongues, the wish lists and growing pile of things done. So to continue the story, the yardstick of childhood and youth was soon discarded, ditched. Just a gesture, really. My curiosity was awoken. Many things I am no longer sure of, not so much doubt as distance. But once, I mean, back then, I was enlarging my knowing, throwing out my net to catch whatever was going. Liable as it was to lead to destruction, dispersion did not seem to be such a bad thing. Many possible paths presented themselves, as they do. I had not yet completely discounted an academic life, one of long nights lost in libraries, animated and tedious tutorial discussions by day, hangovers and dubious last-minute citations, late submissions and long-winded theses, in which particular field or species I had not ascertained. Perhaps something along the lines of nocturnal emissions, shipwreck theory, plant psychology, or even philosophical anatomy. All doors were left ajar, all roads yet untaken. As I was lingering there at the crossroads, reading all the signs, fathoming their hidden lives and second meanings. Meanwhile, I indulged in parties to see if what I sought could be found there, behind a sofa, at the back of a wardrobe, at the bottom of a bottle, in a stranger's bathroom mirror, or the sight of full moon glimpsed through hung washing. Friends were various and varied, of course, and many a tip was taken on board, learning how to be by osmosis. Yet, there, amongst this heady mix of oblique perspectives and personalities, the little person inside was still uneasy, yearning something he could not visualize or name. Could it simply be that, really, the heart is a lonely hunter, always was and always will be? As a result, an academic life was soon struck off the list for being contrived and unlived. The key of the thing appeared to reside in living things, not those pressed between the pages of a book. I worked on my curiosity, taking an interest in the uncanny ways of people in general, in freaks of nature and the secret life of dreams, in second-hand shops, graveyards and fires. Fortunately, I was taken in for a time by a melody and soon came to appreciate the impish, inflammable nature of her charm, the husky, deadpan sense of humour and self-respect, balance, poise, My admiration apparently had no limits as such, and I must admit that I did lose my thread temporarily. Sore cuts skewed inexplicably, and many a nail was bent or dropped instead of going straight in. And then I cut right through my own power lead with a circular saw, unintentionally, of course. Yes, I was temporarily wrong-footed, came down with something, some kind of affliction of the heart. Immune I was not, more like immersed, uplifted, lighter than air, filled with helium and floating above the ground, inner self vibrating with a new kind of electricity. I slept rolled up in a rug in Melody's hallway, affording me a new view of the city and a certain convivial domestic intimacy, and not wishing for anything more than that, for a time.